This is Wade Rethke with the daily Voice of the People news bulletin. Supreme Court ruled that North Carolina's Republican-controlled legislature relied on racial gerrymandering when drawing the state's congressional districts, a decision that could make it easier to challenge other state redistricting plans. Former General and NSA Chief Mike Flynn has refused to comply with a Senate Intelligence Committee subpoena. Creating a single-pay health insurance system in California alone would cost an estimated $400 billion per year. Citigroup will pay $97.4 million to settle its money laundering case concerning its Mexican operation, Banamex. Employed women who are caregivers are seven times more likely than men to go from full-time to part-time because of caregiving duties. A study begun in 1959 at Harvard involved humiliating and emotionally tormenting 22 undergraduates for 3 years. One of those students was Ted Kaczynski, who later became the Unabomber. Attorney General Sessions clarified that his punishment of sanctuary cities is limited to grants from Justice and Homeland Security. In testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, John Brennan, the former CIA director, described a nerve frame few months last year as American authorities realized that the presidential election was under attack and feared that Donald Trump's campaign might be aiding that fight. Fox News retracted a story linking the murder of a Democratic National Committee staff member with the email hacks that aided President Trump's campaign, effectively quashing a conspiracy theory that had taken hold across the right-wing news media. It was a rare acknowledgement of error by the network, although the conservative commentator Sean Hannity, who has unapologetically promoted the theory, remained defiant. Economists and budget experts are saying that Trump's budget makes a fundamental accounting error. While claiming to cut taxes, the budget continues to count on revenue coming from those same taxes, and in some cases claims even more revenue than is currently collecting now. Uber has admitted it underpaid New York City drivers by millions because it figured commissions on an amount which included taxes along with the fares. It may owe them more drivers, it claimed, because they should not be paying the sales and black car taxes out of their share. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.